Okay, we can go to English.
I have anyone? Some questions from Director of Instruction.
Yeah, speak a little louder.
Yes, I have some questions from Director of Instruction. The first one is in the preface of this book, Srila Prabhupada says that advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. And I wanted to ask, which is this particular attitude and how can one develop it?
So many things. Attitude means so many things. It means that one is humbly approaches. It means that one has faith in the statements of scripture. It means that one has a loving attitude, relationship with Vaishnavas. It means that one chants the holy name without offense. This is all part of the attitude of Krishna consciousness. So it's how you approach, what is the psychology with which you approach something, whatever it may be. On a battlefield, whatever it is that soldiers do, it's in an aggressive attitude that it pervades everything. It pervades when they eat, when they fight, when they sleep, they're dreaming about battle. Similarly, a mother, whether she's cleaning up after her children, whether she's correcting them, whether she's cooking for them, the attitude is always a loving attitude. So attitude is something that underlines all activities. And ultimately, Krishna is looking at that attitude, not really the activity itself. Just like if someone's attitude is to do their best, which is what bhakti is about, qualitatively and quantitatively, although externally that quantity, for instance, may appear to be very small, that doesn't matter for Krishna. Krishna is just concerned about the attitude. That according to one's ability, facilities, empowerment, one is doing one's utmost. So that's attitude.
In the purport of the second verse, there Srila Prabhupada says that if our endeavor is not to inquire about the absolute truth, we will simply increase on endeavor to satisfy our artificial needs. And I wanted to ask how to keep alive, how to develop this attitude of inquiring about the Supreme Lord, how to keep it alive.
Well, you see everybody, Arjun, Parikshit Maharaj, they're inquiring because they're hearing. As they hear, questions come up. Same way as we are practiced in, or as we're habituated to hearing, then because Krishna is unlimited, there'll be an unlimited number of inquiries or questions that'll come up, and those things keep our mind and intelligence engaged And hearing the answers also purifies them. And so the key is proper Krishna conscious practice. Everything remains alive if one is nicely chanting, hearing, doing sadhana, because Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means Chaitanya, it means being alive. So you become very, very much alive in those devotional activities. No question of not being alive. And being alive is also called enthusiasm, utsahan. Sometimes we may have to make ourselves a little more enthusiastic. That may also be part of the whole process of being alive. Something else?
In the purport of the last verse, Srila Prabhupada says that by serving Radha Kund, one can get an opportunity to become an assistant of Srimati Radharani under the eternal guidance of the gopis. And I wanted to ask, what does it mean to serve Radha Kund, and how can we do it?
Radha Kund means Vrindavan. And serving Vrindavan means that you make Krishna's glories known. That's how we serve Vrindavan, serving Krishna. That's Srimati Radharani's prime focus, is to please and serve Krishna. And when we're doing that, we're serving Radha Kund. Something else?
I was thinking to follow up to the first question. Those loving relationships between Vaishnavas, we are accustomed by our background and education to.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we are accustomed to have this, if I do a service, then I want something back in return. And I was thinking how to get rid of this mentality and what does it mean to have loving relationship with the Vaishnavas?
Well, if we associate with people who are not motivated, Prahlad Maharaj says this, I want something in return. This is like business, doing business with Krishna, and being a merchant. If you associate with devotees who don't have that type of approach to Krishna consciousness, then that will rub off. Association is a very powerful thing. If you associate with devotees, and ultimately that association will become loving, a type of loving association, because one really appreciates or is able to value Krishna consciousness and the benefits that we get from each other. So in that way, the relationship becomes very thick. Just like stated in the Bhagavatam that Drona and Dara came with the mothers and father of Lord Krishna. So they had spontaneous attachment for Krishna, and by their association, all the Brijvasis, they also developed those same spontaneous feelings. That's how they became so attached to Krishna, by associating with Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. So that's loving feelings. When you love Krishna, then you have loving exchange with Krishna's devotees as well. Last thing, anything else?
Yes, I was
Patram Pushpa Palanchalam Veditam Tivida Pintapriyam Pintayam Vidihinam Mantrahinam Yad Ganchir Paditam Kriya Mantra Vihinam Va Tatsarvam Shantamarasi Agyana Tvagyana Rishivayam Yaktam Shantamara Satsaram Dasinaiva Gyanam Smiti Seva Gatirvacha Smiti Seva Gatirvacha Buya Sarvatmano Vishnu Tadiyam Chitsam Pradham Shasam Kriyante Ham Nishamaya Dasha Hamitmama Pakshanatam Sidana Tegatava Govindanam Eva Tapashati Tisham Shutra Sham Shutra Ranam Samadaramya. So what was the last thing?
The last thing. I was reading a long conversation of Srila Prabhupada from 1969, and Srila Prabhupada said that there is no need of understanding, simply you have to love Krishna. Then the whole business is finished. He says that just like if you touch fire, if you understand it or not, the warmness is there. So similarly, either you understand Krishna or not, it doesn't matter, you simply love him. And I wanted to ask how, I'm not understanding very well how to just love Krishna.
Well, that's why you have to read about him, so that you can love him. And then, because by hearing about Krishna's pastimes, then naturally attraction, ecstasy, love, they all awaken in due course of time. You don't have to become a great philosopher to do that, but one needs to hear about him. And so that's how you just love Krishna. Okay, I'm going to put the deities back.